Phoneboy Speaks, episode 589, Beyond Passwords.
Authenticating who you are is one of those problems that we have in information security a lot. So, we've for as long as I've been involved, of course, passwords have been the way to do that. It's something you know, and it's something you can theoretically change. There's also the something you have. So there's physical authentication devices, and then there's something you are, which is biometrics. But a lot of sites, I mean, because let's face it, to random website on the internet, right? Password's the easiest thing to implement. There's a lot of sites that use two-factor authentication, things like Gmail and PayPal and a few others. And while that's great, right, most people don't even know what it is and probably couldn't figure out how to use it anyway. So really, it's not that's a no moss, right? And what we're starting to see on the internet. There's a lot of sites using like Twitter or Facebook or Google or Gmail as the authentication provider. And quite honestly, whenever I see that, I always look for the sign up with my email. I know that the email address is still as valid as Google Plus cookie, but I always feel better that if somebody does compromise site A, that they're not going to be able to necessarily use that information elsewhere. Now, granted, I use different passwords, but not everybody does. So maybe for other people, using one of these third-party authentication mechanisms is probably better because it's one less password you have to remember. But now you have to remember what system you use to log into this. So I don't know that it's necessarily any better, but and this is something I've seen with Twitter, right? Is that you can go and revoke authentication on these things, but now it means that whatever authentication mechanism or other third party service you're using for authentication, now that becomes a target. And so if they have access to that, now they've got access to everything. And so it's, it's a trade-off, and it's kind of like using a password manager. Having all of your passwords centrally stored in one place makes it a potential security risk. If somebody gets into your password manager, whatever it is, then they've got access to all your passwords and game over. Well, that's not but on the whole, right? If it means that if something like it means you can use a stronger password everywhere, then the net result is that it's more secure. And if somebody doesn't have to manage a password, maybe that's a good thing, right? So myself, as I say, I try not to use the third party sign-on just because I'm a tech douchebag. I'm a security douchebag. I know, I use the, and I use the third party password manager to do that for me, which means that I'm not tied to these extra services. I mean, because that's another thing. What if if you're using some sort of central service for authentication, what if that goes away? Now, you could say that Twitter and Facebook and such things are too big to fail, but it wouldn't be the first time something like that's happened. So, I don't know. I mean, it's a trade-off that you have to make. And it would be nice maybe for, I think for normal people, if more sites did it now and there has to be some, I don't know, the end users have to be made aware that maybe this isn't all that bad. I mean, I'm kind of, as I say, I've historically been kind of creeped out by it, but, as I say, I manage that risk also myself with a password manager. So that's how I deal with it. And so it's an interesting idea. And you can read this article from Quartz that I have in the show notes about it. And it might be, maybe it's something, and maybe we can do physical security also at some point. But I think we're a ways away from that, I think.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.